Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins opened up a four-game set in St. Louis against the Cardinals. It was a matchup between right-hander Adam Wainwright and left-hander Jeff Locke. And early on, it was all Cardinals. But the Marlins would battle back. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Oh, what a difference day makes for the Marlins after pounding out 17 hits and managing 26 base runners and a blowout win in Milwaukee yesterday. Marlins are on the other side of a rout here in St. Louis tonight. First of this four-game series belongs to the Cardinals. 14 runs on 15 hits for St. Louis, and the Cards win it 14-6. Adam Wainwright on the mound for the Cardinals. Jeff Locke pitching for Miami. Locke making his seventh attempt at his first win as a member of the Marlins. And he was in trouble right out of the gate here tonight in the bottom of the first after the Marlins had gone down against Wainwright. A leadoff single by Matt Carpenter. Cards had their first base runner for center fielder Tommy Pham.
Right center, and Yelich dives, can't get it. It gets behind him to the wall. Here comes Carpenter. He's waved at third. Digging for third is Tommy Pham. He has a triple and a run batted in, and the Cardinals have a 1-0 first inning lead.
And they were just getting warmed up against Locke with Pham at third. Next to the plate was Stephen Piscotty.
The lefty deals, and the ball is lined to right field. That's a base hit. Home to score is Pham. And on three straight hits to start the night for Jeff Locke, he's behind 2-0.
Well, Jed Jerko fought with a single, sending Piscotty down to third base. Yadier Molina lifted a sac fly to make it a 3-0 game. Later in the inning, Luke Voit a ground out. That brought home Jed Jerko, who had singled with the fourth run in the inning. Cards sent eight to the plate in a 34-pitch Jeff Locke first inning. They scored four runs on five hits, and after one, it was all St. Louis, 4-0. It would get a lot worse before it got any better for the Marlins. After Locke worked a scoreless second inning, in the third, the Cardinals erupted. A leadoff single by Jed Jerko, then another base hit by Yadier Molina. With one out, St. Louis had two men on for Luke Voit.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a ground ball to third. Up with it, Prado. Only one play. That's at first. And he gets his man there, but another run scores, and it's 4-0 St. Louis, now with two outs.
Well, Luke Voit hit an RBI double at that point to make it a 5-0 game. Then after an intentional walk to Paul DeJong, Cardinals had him loaded for their pitcher Adam Wainwright. 0-1 pitch, and Wainwright lines with a left center field for a base hit. That's going to skip along the grass, cut off just before the track by Yelich. Two runs are going to score on a hit by the pitcher. 7-0 Cardinals. Matt Carpenter's sac fly made it 8-0 Cardinals. A walk to Tommy Pham and a single by Stephen Piscotty loaded the bases. Jed Jerko then walked to make it 9-0 Cardinals before finally Yadier Molina delivered the final blow in a big, big St. Louis third. 0-1 pitch, and Wainwright lines with a left center field for a base hit. That's going to skip along the grass, cut off just before the track by Yelich. Two runs are going to score on a hit by the pitcher. 7-0 Cardinals. Well, it's been one of those nights in every way. Yadier Molina hit a two-run double there. That made it a 7-run inning. It made an 11-0 Cardinals lead. At that point, Locke was done. Junichi Tozawa came on, got the last out in the third, but to say the damage was done would be a bit of an understatement here tonight. Locke, 2 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 11 runs. He walked 4-1 intentionally, struck out 2, 84 pitches, 47 strikes. It was 11-0 St. Louis after 3. Now, to their credit, the Marlins clawed back in the fifth inning against Adam Wainwright, who had struck out 7 and allowed only 2 hits through the first 4. In the fifth, the Marlins got a leadoff single from Martin Prado. JT Realmuto singled. JT Riddle singled. The bases were loaded for pinch hitter Tyler Moore.
Wainwright deals. Moore swings and drives a ball down the left field line. Home to score is Martin Prado. Coming around behind him, JT Realmuto. The Marlins get two, and they're on the board. It's an 11-2 game.
Wainwright came back to get D. Gordon on a fly ball to center. Then he struck out Giancarlo. But he walked Christian Yelich to load the bases for the Marlins' all-star starter, Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's a ball driven down the right field line. It's into the corner, and that is extra bases. Home to score is Riddle. Behind him is Moore, and behind him is Yelich. He'll score. And a two-base hit by Marcelo Ozuna unloaded the bases for the Marlins, and they have a 5-run inning here against Adam Wainwright. It's an 11-5 game.
Well, things are getting a little bit tighter. Then Justin Bour made things even more interesting.
2-2 pitch drilled high into the air out into left center, and it is going to be a one-hopper up against the wall. It went out of the ballpark and into the seats out in deep left center. A ground rule double, and that drives in Marcell Ozuna, and the Marlins have batted around when the hitter Martin Prado steps in. A 6-run fifth inning for the Marlins.
Marlins sent 10 to the plate in the inning. Finally, Prado grounded out to end the inning, but Miami 6 runs on 6 hits, and Marlins were kind of back in the ballgame at 11-6. Wainwright out of the ballgame at 11-6. He worked 5, 8 hits, 6 runs, walked 1, struck out 8, 97 pitches, 60 strikes. Marlins threatened a couple of hits off reliever Luke Weaver, but they went down in the 6th inning. They went down in the 7th inning against lefty Tyler Lyons. Cardinals got a run back facing Nick Whitgren in their half of the 7th inning after a walk and a wild pitch. Tommy Pham with an RBI single to make it a 12-6 Cardinals lead. Then in the 8th against Harlan Garcia, Cardinals put a lid on this one. A one-out walk and a wild pitch. And with two outs, upstep rookie Luke Voit. Payoff pitch, and Voit drives one deep to center field. He's got his first two big league RBIs tonight, and he's just hit his first big league home run. The St. Louis kid, Luke Voit, with the cherry on top of a Cardinals rout here tonight. It's 14-6 on his long ball here in the 8th. So Voit with 4 runs batted in this game, a double, a homer. He scored a couple of runs. Nice night for Luke Voit. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Sam Tuivailala would get the final 3 outs of the 9th. This one belongs to the Cardinals, 14-6, the final for St. Louis. 14 runs, 15 hits, 1 error, 6 left for the Marlins. 6 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They strand 10. Adam Wainwright, the winning pitcher, 9-5. Jeff Locke, the loser, 0-5. Time of the game, 3:17, in front of a big crowd, 42,694 here at Busch Stadium. Cardinals now have won 5 of 6. They improved to 40-42 in the season. They're 23-21 at home. Meanwhile, the Marlins have lost 5 of 6. They've dropped 10 of their last 16. Miami now 36-35, 1-3 on the 10-game road trip so far, and 15-24 away from Marlins Park on the season.
So the Cardinals over the Marlins in Game 1 last night. Game 2 comes your way this afternoon on July 4th at 2:15 Eastern Time. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning and you missed your Fish Family bonus code last night when the ball club was on the road, you can get that Fish Family bonus code right now, and it is Gateway Arch. Gateway Arch in St. Louis. That is your Fish Family bonus code this morning. Cardinals Marlins, a July 4th matinee from Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri, comes your way at 2:15 this afternoon. It's a matchup between Jose Ureña and Lance Lynn. And guess what? We'll be on the air at 1:45. So why don't you go to the beach, come hang out. You can join us at 1:45 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.